a Nacho Radio podcast. It's episode number 555 of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Triple nickels, if you'll have it. And we hope you will have it. We hope you will enjoy what's about to happen here on the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things. We've got the 5 things and a bunch of other stuff we want to talk about. Last night...
You're telling me there was a storm.
You seriously were able to sleep through that storm last night?
I did.
I don't know how that's possible. It was the loudest... And I don't know if it's just because maybe I'm not... It's been a while since we've had a thunderstorm.
Are you super sensitive?
No, no, no. No one in this house got any sleep when that thing hit. And my phone went off to say, warning, there is precipitation within a 5-mile radius of your home. Precipitation? Sounds like the whole neighborhood's about to go underwater. It was aggressive and loud and, I mean, it sounded like just hail and a whole bunch of just... Not good, man. Not good. Not the sort of thing you expect to hear in February.
You think the government is seeding the clouds?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like it sounded like the kind of thunderstorm you would get in July or August. So I don't know if that would have if it would have been snow instead of rain, we'd all be under 5 feet of snow right now. It was something else. I don't know how you were able to
thunder snow. No, I didn't. I didn't hear a peep. I don't know what you're talking
were
about.
Were you all boozed up, or what's your secret?
Not any more than normal.
Deucer says we had a really good Carson last night. Got a text here on the Harrington's Pub text line.
Yeah?
He says, last night on Carson, it was Christopher Reeves. The charming Christopher Reeves was on. Johnny got to asking him about if he ever gets hurt doing his own stunts.
Ooh.
He answers no, and then goes on to tell how he leads an injury-free life. Only being hurt once as a child.
Yeah, that's...
That's the thing about watching those old Carsons is you know what you know now, and you're watching them then. Like, I was watching... What was it, the one I was watching where it was like Marvin Hagler was talking about
Don't go horse riding.
He was really looking forward to a fight that he ended up getting his brains beat in, and now, yeah, Christopher Reeve. Almost daring fate to cripple him in a horseback riding accident. Almost seems like Superman's asking for it, in this reporter's view. Something we've been telling you about for years.
And Johnny didn't make it out alive either.
Well, no, but Johnny died from being old, which is a lot better deal than what Christopher Reeves
got. I was too rich. And I had too much leisure. They had to take me. He died, Johnny died, was it of emphysema?
I think that's right. That sounds about right. He was in his 80s, right?
I think so.
Speaking of being in your 80s, I don't know if you saw this. Willie Nelson canceling more and more shows due to illness. How old do you think Willie Nelson is? You're very good at this game.
Well, he is older. Yeah. I think... Is he 82?
He's 83. 83, and he's canceling shows left and right due to illness. Everyone keep an eye on this Willie Nelson, because, boy, that's the last thing we need. Johnny Carson's official cause of death, Darren.
Strangulation.
You know, David Carradine was killed by a black belt. True story. He was hospitalized, had a severe heart attack in the late 90s, heavy smoker for decades.
Hey, now.
Yeah, he used to smoke during the show.
Sure did.
That's how that used to go on, where you would just sit and smoke during TV shows, and no one thought that was weird. Died from respiratory failure arising from emphysema. 79 years old when he went.
Not 80.
Couldn't even make it to 80. Willie Nelson canceling more and more shows because of illness. 3 shows in California just got wiped off the face of the map. And they're saying, too, there will not be any rescheduling. Supposed to do a 3-night stint at Buck Owens' Crystal Palace there in Bakersfield. The next time Willie will take the stage will be February 16th at the San Antonio Rodeo.
I wonder if when Buck was still alive, people would stop by the Crystal Palace and he'd be like, don't touch that!
I wonder if they ever had a rodeo at the Crystal Palace. That'd be a mistake. Let me ask you this. Buck Owens is dead? I didn't know.
Sure, Buck Owens is dead.
Let me ask you this about Willie Nelson. Is he still touring because the IRS took all of his money?
He's got that cleaned up by now, doesn't he?
Why are you still on the road when you're 83 years old? Who is the oldest person you've seen perform live in all of the concerts that you've been to?
The oldest person.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Frank Sinatra.
How old? That was at the Mark of the Quad Cities?
That was the last one, yes. So I think.
And you said it was pretty rough. He was very confused.
I had seen him a couple times before,
okay.
And he was fine. But I think he had been drinking, and he had teleprompters, and he was worse off when he relied on the teleprompters. Hmm. When he was just going by memory,
I see.
It seemed as though he was better off.
A secret McDonald's menu item that we've been telling you about for years is now on the actual menu. It's that time of year, Darren. McDonald's has decided, enough with the secret, the chocolate shamrock shake is something they're putting on the menu. We've been telling you about this for years.
That you could ask for.
You ask them to do half chocolate and half shamrock shake, and it's just about the greatest thing ever. They've decided, enough of that being a little secret.
Now, I remember having this discussion last year, mm-hmm. and attributing this to your wife, Jenny.
Yes.
And then you told me, no, she's never had that.
The shamrock shake?
The shamrock shake with the chocolate.
Yeah, I think that was. I think she did come up with that.
Well, what? Which is it?
Not that when she was working at McDonald's, I thought they invented that.
I didn't know she worked at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. She's worked a bunch of places. McDonald's. She invented a breakfast sandwich at Hardee's, too. She
worked at Hardee's?
Yes.
Or she just invented one at Hardee's?
No, they came up with. They put a bunch of ingredients together and made it.
Did it ever stick?
It's still available, but only at that Hardee's in Macomb.
Huh.
Yeah. True story. The chocolate shamrock shake, bottom layer is chocolate shake, top layer
I don't know
is shamrock
if it matters.
Shake. It does, because then you get your straw goes through the shamrock shake to get to the chocolate. I don't know. That was a secret menu item that is now officially.
I drink your shamrock shake.
Also this year, in addition to the shamrock shake. Which is really just vanilla soft serve ice cream with green mint syrup. That's all it is.
Well,
shamrock chocolate chip frappe.
Not that big a mystery.
They're also doing the.
thanks for cracking the code, though.
Here's the thing: zero shamrocks are used in that.
Oh,
bit of a misnomer.
It's leprechaun blood.
Shamrock hot chocolate and shamrock mocha also on the.
Ooh,
yeah.
Huh.
Menu for this time of year. It won't be
Coco Loco.
It won't be too much longer, and you'll be getting your. We're only 38 days away from St. Patrick's
Fish
Day.
Fish filet.
Which is.
Deals.
Which is on a Friday, by the way. St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo both this year are on Friday. Tell me that's not trouble. And yeah, Lent will be kicking off here before too much longer. Lent starts on Ash Wednesday, which is March 1st.
And everyone can do their. Time-honored, very lazy review of the fish sandwiches around town.
Who else does fish sandwiches for Lent other than McDonald's?
Well, they all do.
Do they really?
All the fast food places have fish.
Mm.
And here's our review of all of them. Again.
It's kind of lazy, huh? You think that's lazy?
Well, it's no lazier than... Count obvious, but that's us being lazy.
Right. But that's when we're lazy, it's because we're trying to be funny.
It's charming.
It's very clever. When other people are lazy, it's because they have no talent.
See.
Top five things.
The top five things. The podcast is brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one. So why wouldn't you? Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you know what to do.
Yes.
Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, that's where you're going to find Harrington's Pub, where they have live music each and every Thursday night.
I would also say that the podcast is made possible thanks to our patrons.
See?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Timpani.
What?
What? You got another one?
Thank you to C. Edwards 450 for joining us as a patron, $3 a month level. I overheard last night a conversation between a patron and someone who's considering patronage.
How did you do that?
I was at an event.
And they didn't know you were there?
They knew I was there. They're doing it on purpose.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, is this really
worth
it? Is it worth
being
a patron? Do you spend $3 a month and the podcast is, you guys are suckers?
Is it really worth a crummy dime a day? Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Thank you, C. Edwards, 450, for your generous support. It makes this whole thing
sounds
possible.
Like a very sophisticated computer.
Mm, yes.
Hello, I'm C. Edwards 450.
Number one.
Number one.
Well, Darren,
what did I miss overnight other than the storm?
The president is no longer eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he's also done with McDonald's. President Trump, who likes to spend his whole life just eating fast food, now that he's got a country to think about, he's eating better. 70-year-old man who, according to one report, ate like a man who slept through the last 50 years of public health warnings.
Well, you do have how many chefs? How many people you got working for you ready to make you a salad?
You think he hasn't had chefs his whole life? The guy was a millionaire the second he opened his eyes. He's had chefs.
Oh, I get it.
Now, Trump has never drank and never smoked.
He says.
Right. Fast food, now that he's president, is gone. Replaced by steaks, which he still loves and he won't give up. And seafood salads and vegetables for sides. He also used to eat Oreos, but now he won't because those aren't made in America anymore. So
neither are his ties.
That's an interesting point. Number two. The condom-free male birth control passing yet another hurdle into being something that happens. A reversible condom-free contraceptive that will block your ability to knock someone up. It's called...
Kick of the crotch.
It's called Vassal Gel.
Flacitrol.
Flacitrol works by blocking the tube that sperm travels down. That's your vas deferens. With a flexible, spongy,
that's your
hydrogel material.
So how does that get in there?
It allows your stuff that come out of your wiener that's not sperm, basically.
Charming.
Yeah, and you'll be able to ejaculate but not get a woman pregnant. It would block the sperm cells. Although, don't they have to get out somehow?
Why?
It just seems like you're putting a finger in a dike here, and it's going to blow. What are you doing?
Well, if you're putting a finger in a dike, you don't have to worry about getting anybody pregnant.
Okay, are you proud of that? Is that something you're proud of?
Huh?
You proud of that one?
I kind of am.
So far, the studies they've done on animals show that the treatment is fully reversible. You have to get one long-lasting erection, and then they're able to hook you up with this stuff. You don't even have to take a nightly pill.
So what do you do?
They inject this thing
in
you.
Oh, it's injectable.
Yeah. In the latest trial on monkeys, 16 adult monkeys got injections of Vassal Gel.
You think monkeys are going to stop ejaculating? Stop yourself. I don't think so.
That's basically...
That's kind of what we do.
It's on their to-do list.
It's...
Look at a monkey's Franklin planner, and it just says jizz all day long, all over the place. Seven of these monkeys were housed with females for up to 2 years. No pregnancies were reported. These monkeys that got these Vassal Gel injections. They were outside,
boy,
by the way.
Living
in an environment where they had unlimited access to females. So now that this is working on monkeys, it won't be too much longer. So you go to a doctor. The doctor makes you get a boner.
Just one time?
Then he shoots this Vagicel gel
into
you.
That's a little uncomfortable.
Well, but then you never have to, never have to worry about
concern yourself
knocking anyone up. Seems to me
going
that,
around knocking around, going around knocking people up,
and it's reversible. I mean, this is well, much easier than trying to get
it
a.
It just goes away. It just has a certain period.
No,
of time.
Just if you decide that there's a time in life that you'd like to start a family, you go and just get
plug the roto rooter.
Yeah, right. I need that thing in my wiener taken out, please. So, yeah, that's. That's number two.
Number three.
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 Finger in a dyke. Why I never.
Then why bring it up?
Because. I'm mad that you got there before I did. What I'm displaying here is jealousy, Darren. Basic human jealousy. Number three. You've heard of the Coachella.
I have.
Which is a big giant...
Is that still on for this year?
Oh, yeah. Beyonce will be there and everything.
Oh, that's right.
And you've heard of the Bonnaroo.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Coachella takes place in California, right? Mm-hmm. And Bonnaroo is in Tennessee.
I think that's right.
Well, the people behind these festivals, separate organizers, okay? It's different organizers.
There's going to be a mega festival?
They are working on combining and making a mega festival. A super festival, they're calling it, is somewhere in Colorado.
Well, of
AEG
course.
And Superfly are the two promoters.
They're, Superfly.
They're going to try and start a new festival on the grounds of Denver's Overland Park Golf Course. They ran it by...
What about my tee time?
Well, you're not going to play golf for a while.
I don't want to play golf. You're playing golf today.
They say they've been working on this project for at least 6 years.
Use a fine chamois on these shoes, too, by the way.
And by the way, you're going to be having a Bonnaroo Coachella event in a state where weed is legal.
Oh, no, I think they've already kind of considered that.
You think that's why they're doing it?
That would be my guess.
If residents of the neighborhood reject the festival, they'll find somewhere else. They've got other sites that they're looking at. So they're running it by the people in the neighborhood right now. Saying, hey, what do you think about us bringing a bunch of unwashed here into your town to smoke a bunch of drugs and listen to a lot of rock and roll and music?
Color boy, why?
See to it that the porterhouse will find chamois.
Four.
I wonder if you'll disagree with this latest scientific study. It says dogs are naturally generous and they love sharing with one another. Has that been your experience? You've got, what, 5 dogs?
No.
4 dogs?
Maybe.
What? You have 4 dogs. Did you used to have 5?
No.
Wait a minute here. You got your Edgar, you got your Chaps, you got your Sharkini, you got your Maggie. Why did I think there was another dog? Mm-hmm. You know what it is? Because Sharkini has 2 names. It confuses me.
Well, he's got
me.
Several names.
It's just, so there's only been 4 dogs.
He's also Michael Google.
Okay. What's his real name?
Jax.
Jax, of course. Michael Google.
Because he's kind of got googly eyes.
They say this study says that dogs, like humans, exhibit generosity with their canine friends when they share their beloved treats and are eager, it says here, eager to do so.
They'll take treats from each other. I don't know if they're sharing.
The study, conducted by behavioral biologists, researchers found that not only do dogs take pleasure in sharing treats with dogs they're familiar with, but simply having any dog in their presence increases their desire to share.
No, I haven't seen that. I have not seen that, but that doesn't mean they're...
Like when a dog has a bone and another dog goes to get it and they're doing that.
Well, they're playing for one thing.
That's play.
Yes, they're playing.
Right. But they say that this is a tested experiment and these dogs were, in a bunch of scenarios, proven time and time again to enjoy being generous. You're saying in your small sample group that's not the
case. I've never seen it, but it's only been 8 years. So I don't know what sort of sample size.
Number five.
I don't know what sort of sample size you need.
Yeah.
Every day for 8 years, but okay.
Well, finally, a Cheeto. And we had a picture of this on our Facebook page. I don't know if you got a chance to see
this. I didn't see that.
There is a Cheeto that someone put up on eBay.
That looks like Matt Ryan's neck.
No.
The mongoose.
I don't know what the... You tell me what this looks like. This is interesting because you don't know why this is going. This is going for nearly $100,000. Can you guess, Darren, taking a look at this Flamin' Hot Cheeto, why it is going on eBay for nearly $100,000? A single Cheeto.
It looks like...
What is it about the shape of this that would make it go so viral and become so expensive?
It looks like the Grateful Dead teddy bear, or does it look like the Twitter sign?
Interesting. Both of those are wrong. It is a Flaming Hot Cheeto on eBay that kind of looks like Harambe, the gorilla that was murdered at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, here's a side-by-side, and you tell me.
Oh, okay.
When you look at the side-by-side, when you just look at the Cheeto, it doesn't look anything like a gorilla. But when you do the side-by-side of the picture of the monkey and the picture of the Cheeto...
I guess I can see it.
There's something there.
Do you also see the Grateful Dead teddy bear, though?
Kind of. I can only... My brain is biased because I've known the whole time it was Harambe the gorilla. What was with the Grateful Dead and the teddy bears? What was that about? Who came up with that idea?
Someone probably pretty high.
Yeah, this guy had a Cheeto that looks like Harambe. 100 different offers have come in on eBay, and a bid of $100,000. This guy says, I opened up a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. As soon as I looked inside, I came across this unique Cheeto that looks like Harambe the gorilla. According to the item description, the Flamin' Hot Harambe is about 1.5 inches long. By the way, the bag is not included. You are only getting the Cheeto.
Well, I've ate the rest. I already ate those. Gilligan.
Yeah, it said that the auction is set to end at 3:45 a.m. It says here, as with Harambe's life, all things must come to an end.
Well, prematurely.
By the way, shipping is free. So,
well, yeah, because it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you not even a dollar.
Makes me wonder all the Cheetos that I've eaten in my life.
You're not paying attention.
If I would have taken the time to examine them all, I could have. I probably ingested a fortune. You know,
a Dick Nixon,
right?
Probably a Margaret Thatcher.
I'd settle for an Ann Margaret.
Seahorse.
Yes. All like you just mindlessly eat Cheetos.
I just ate Ann Margaret.
What have I done? And that like. Grumpy old men, Ann Margaret. Kitten with a whip, Ann Margaret. What am I doing? Throwing away a fortune. Those are the top five things.
And it's been brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, it's a birthday party, a sports party, a graduation, an office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Call 563-359-8500. When you're out having lunch and dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd Street. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, not just right now, but anytime, 24/7, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary.
Metallica is going to be hitting the road with Avenged Sevenfold and Volbeat this summer.
Okay.
That's a show.
Sure. Do they have a new album?
Which one?
Metallica.
Yeah, they put it out late last year, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a good record, too. It's worth listening to. Volbeat, Avenged Sevenfold, and Metallica. They're saying right now it looks like at least 20 shows, and they will announce more details. This is supposed to be very hush-hush.
Boy, we are right on the cusp of the anniversary of that Volbeat show. Or no, it wasn't Volbeat. It was Avenged Sevenfold, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we had, what did we end up with? 20 inches of snow?
20 inches of snow. And yeah, that was...
That was in February, right?
It was. I want to say
like February 11th? No.
I want to say it was Groundhog's Day. I think it's already
gone. Oh, was it Groundhog's Day? It's come and gone.
Am I wrong on that?
It could be.
Yeah, that was... And then they sent us out to do a pre-concert party. And there's 20 inches. It was Slipknot. No, it was Stone Sour was on that show.
Stone Sour and Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah, because Corey came out and was like, you people are insane to even be here. Why is anybody here?
Mm-hmm.
They sent us out to do a pre-concert party.
And, we did it.
And we had like 6 pairs of tickets to give away for the show.
Yeah, we gave away a guitar.
And a guitar, and like 5 people showed up for the party.
I think we gave away the guitar and it never got claimed.
Is that right?
I don't think it ever got claimed.
What happened to it?
Who knows?
February 1st, 2011.
February 1st.
It was The Nightmare After Christmas. Yes, that was the name of the show. Avenged Sevenfold, Nightmare After Christmas, February 1st. So yeah, that anniversary is come and gone, Darren.
6 years.
Yeah.
That was just shortly after the NFC Championship game.
You know, this Las Vegas Raiders moving to, the Raiders leaving Oakland to go to Vegas. It's hitting some roadblocks now because people are pulling money.
Pulling money, yeah.
People realizing maybe this isn't the best idea. Well, a fan of the Las Vegas Raiders is saying, no, we're not giving up on this dream. Trying to offset the $650 million needed for the stadium with a GoFundMe campaign. Hey, let's all chip in and come up with the $650 million.
Well, they need more than that, don't they?
Well, the stadium is going to be like a $1.2 billion,
uh-huh.
But somebody pulled out, like the Goldman Sachs people pulled out the $650 mil that they were going to put into it. So the other guys are like, well, if that's gone, we're not going to do this. Take our money and go somewhere else.
You can't build a $600,000 or $600 million stadium? That's undoable?
There is a $650 million shortfall for the stadium, you see. And a resident there in Vegas has started a GoFundMe account.
I'm guessing you could build still a pretty nice stadium for $600 million.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. As of right now, the people of Las Vegas have pledged $450 of the short of the goal of $650 million.
Yeah, $450, that's going to be a little tougher.
The guy who started this says it's supposed to be satire, and all of the money will be
get
given
it, it's charity. Satire.
I'm very
and
see.
It's always going to charity.
We'll give it to charity.
I'm going
to
keep it.
Yeah, the guy who's...
it's satirical, and I'm going to keep it myself.
The guy who's doing this is using a pen name. The pen name he's chosen is Gilbert Roughhouse. I don't know. It's all very whimsical, you see. Yeah, he says it's meant as a joke, but it's also meant to show passion for the Las Vegas Raiders. Again, they want to move to Las Vegas if they can somehow scrape up the money for a $1.9 billion or $1.9 bamillion stadium. This whole idea of tax money going to these sports teams, it's just enough. What are you doing?
I don't think this particular one would affect you.
No, I don't know, Darren.
It might. There might be some trickle down.
I don't know. It's
a national referendum to make this happen.
Well, the people of San Diego had a referendum. It was like, do you want to pay more taxes to build a multi, you know, a millionaire a stadium? No, have him pay for his own. What is this? Paying money for football teams.
Release your taxes.
You're damn right. Enough. Major League Baseball proposing two big changes.
And they are?
First one is eliminating having to throw four balls for an intentional walk.
Oh, I don't
they
know
would
about
just,
that.
They would just say, all right, we're going to walk this guy. They say this is in the interest of speeding up the game.
Yeah, because that saves you about, what, 30 seconds?
They want to improve the pace of action. Well, not only does throwing four balls...
Something could happen. I don't like that at all.
I don't like it at all either.
No, something could happen. And they've had that, you know, there was that trick, what was it, in the World Series in, what, 72 or 3 or whatever it was, where they acted like they were going to strike, I think it was Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
They acted as if they were going to intentionally walk him, and then they jumped back in there and struck him out.
There's also been guys who have swung at intentional walk pitches and made contact.
And there's wild pitches.
And there's the opportunity for a wild pitch during an intentional. Yes, of course. Now, they say this is to improve the pace of action of the games. Intentional walks don't happen all that often.
No.
It's like one in every five games
right.
An intentional walk will happen.
How about a 24-second shot clock? That's what I'd like to see. Constantly, all the time, and we don't even know when it starts and when it stops.
So that's one idea that Commissioner Rob Manfred has. The other one is, and this one is a much bigger deal than this intentional walk thing.
No grab ass.
No, they want to change the strike zone.
Mm.
Since 1996, this proposal would raise the lower part of the strike zone to the top of the hitter's knees. For the last 21 years, the bottom of the zone has always been defined as the hollow beneath the kneecap. But when you take a look at
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's where the strike zone ends, the hollow beneath the kneecap. But now they're saying umpires have increasingly been calling strikes on so many pitches below the knees that if umpires enforce the redefined strike zone, you're raising the strike zone by 2 inches.
All right.
So that would make for a faster...
More strikes. Yeah. Yes, more strikes.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? No curveballs.
An intentional walk happens, it says here, once every 5.2 games.
It's all fastballs, boys. Get ready, and here comes the 24-second shot. The 24-second shot clock. No curveballs.
In fact, we're getting rid of pitchers. Just put a pitching machine
out there. We're putting a pitching machine out there, uh-huh. And we're going to call him Cy Young.
2.0.
And he's won his award again.
If you change the strike zone by bringing it up, that will increase the percentage of balls that are put in play, which would mean more action in the game.
Yes, let's do that.
So, okay. Now, the Players Association has to approve that. So, here's the thing. A lot of the players would like that, and then a lot of the players, namely pitchers, would not like that. So how
well,
does
what
that
about,
happen?
What if you're a low ball hitter? You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm Manny Sanguian. I swing at everything.
Taking away the low strike call is not something any hitter is going to say no to. It forces the pitchers to elevate.
Bring it up.
Yeah. Put it right here where I can hit it. You know, at some point, too, when they have the...
I'm not going to complain, because if there's some way that you can get a baseball game to under an hour and a half, I'm all for it.
See, I don't have a problem. I guess I just love baseball. I don't have a problem.
I know you don't.
I don't have a problem with the pace of the games.
You're not at 70 games a year.
No, well, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, okay.
See, I don't have a problem with it.
I gotcha. Hey, it's February. Shouldn't the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue be coming out any minute now?
Is that when it comes out?
Isn't that usually like after the Super Bowl? Isn't that when they roll out the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? I don't know who the cover girl is going to be.
How's Playboy doing, by the way?
Oh, they're losing a lot of money.
Who are the weirdos that are buying Playboy with girls with clothes on? What kind of creep does that?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
What kind of weirdo are you?
You like that? You like looking at girls wearing pants? What the hell is the matter?
What is wrong with you?
That's a fine question. It'd be hard for me to, if I worked at a newsstand, not call you a weirdo to your face if you picked up the Playboy where the girls are wearing pants and tops. What are you into that? You into what, girls wearing clothes? Sicko? I don't know who the cover model is going to be this year. I'm proud to admit I don't really know, other than Kate Upton, any swimsuit models. Do you know any swimsuit models? There was a commercial during the Super Bowl where they had a supermodel, and they had to say her name because no one knew who she was.
It's not. I don't know that it's the golden era of the supermodel anymore.
Right? Why is that? Why is that over? Why did that end? How is it that supermodels aren't the big damn deal they used to be? I mean, Kathy Ireland and Cindy Crawford are the only two making any money these days, and that's because they've got clothing and furniture lines. Supermodels, kind of a done deal.
I guess. Their names are too hard to pronounce.
Is it because we've replaced them with these like Kardashian types and whatnot? Like, are the Kardashians the supermodels of today?
All of them?
I'm just saying. Like, it used to be, we were always learning about who's the supermodel dating this time, or who's with the supermodel?
Where's Linda Evangelista when
you're here? Yes. What is I saw what's her name? Kate Moss posed nude in something
again
this week over in England. And I was going to look at it, but it said not safe for work. And I thought, well, I can't. I work at my home. I can't look at it here.
I'm gonna look.
I'm good. Yeah, but like Kate Moss, you still should be a big damn deal, or Rachel Hunter.
I guess that's because all these people are 50 years old now.
Yeah, but how come no one replaced them? You've got
they
Kate
probably
Upton.
Did. We just don't know who they are.
Is that you think the truth?
Yeah.
So they're still supermodels. We just don't know who they are. I reject that premise. Who are the supermodels of today? Harrington's Pub text line 470-23 Nacho. Other than Kate Upton, you can't name any of them. Who's the one? Gigi Habibu. What's her name?
I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Basically, nowadays, and here's the other thing with the supermodels. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who I blame.
Give me a simple name like Stephanie Seymour, and I can tell you who it is.
Yeah, Stephanie Seymour. Come back. All is forgiven. Although, wasn't she making out with her kid or something? Remember that?
Very affectionate.
Yeah, I've been off the Stephanie Seymour ever since I saw those pictures. It got weird in a hurry.
Let's just get rid of that kid and let's not worry about it.
Here's who I blame for the death of the supermodel. Are you ready for this? I've just pieced it together and figured it out.
George Michael.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Because he dates them all?
Yes. He gets on them and then kills their career. That's what it is. George Michael, you bring that up. He did that Faith video that was all the supermodels. Freedom 90. You had your Naomi Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other one that's with that Ed Burns? Not Evangelista.
Ed Burns. Oh, Turlington?
Yes, you're Christy Turlington. And why is it Christy Turlington? Whatever happened to her? Well, I bring this up because in the new Sports Illustrated...
Turlington, Campbell, and Evangelista. Sounds like a law office. My two cents.
Christy, I need to check to see what that knucklehead's up to. I haven't read his Twitter in forever. Christy Brinkley is...
Supermodel.
Yes. She's 63 years old.
Sure she is.
And she will be doing a spread in the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar with her daughter, Sailor, and Alexa. 28 years after she did her first cover for the swimsuit issue.
How much of a spread?
You know, I'll say this. Christy Brinkley at 63. Look at this. I mean, that's ridiculous. She's 60.
That's Billy Joel in there.
That's the one. That's the daughter she had with Billy Joel. I think this other daughter, this sailor.
That one she clearly did not have with Billy Joel.
No, the other one is clearly not Billy Joel's. Someone said earlier that we were setting off their Amazon, so I got to be careful how many times I say Billy Joel's daughter Alexa, and her name.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. that just went off. Christy Brinkley, 63 years old, posing with her daughters in a...
Doesn't look like she eats a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, it does not. Although, let's all take a moment to imagine that. Christy Brinkley eating some KFC. Oh, sorry, I got distracted. What were we talking about?
I'm licking my lips.
She says, when this issue comes out, I'll be 63. I thought those days are over, but to get to do it with my girls, I thought one last go.
This is weird, is what I thought.
Yeah, it's Christy Brinkley with her two hot daughters in matching black bathing suits on the gorgeous beaches of Turks and Caicos. Sailor is 18 years old, and Alexa is older than that. How old would she be? They're all stunning beauties, for sure. But, yeah, that'll be something that's on newsstands. I guess the swimsuit issue is on newsstands February 15th. So any day now, there'll be the big reveal as to who is on the cover. Remember, was it Vendela? Was that one?
Mm-hmm.
Was she a big damn deal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who was on the cover last year? Can anyone tell me?
No.
It's because we don't care anymore, right? Did the internet ruin supermodels? Because you can just look at hot chicks whenever you want because it's on your tablet or your devices? How does that work?
Oh, it's on my device.
Who was on the cover last year? Ronda Rousey.
What?
Is that who was on the cover last year? No, it's this, what's her name? Hannah Davis, 2015. I forgot about Hannah Davis. She's the chick with the talking horse that's trying to get you to go to the Dish Network.
Oh, right.
But see, I couldn't even come up with that name without using the Google machine. So my point, I think, has been made. Meanwhile, a man has spent $80,000 to have plastic surgery to look like Britney Spears. 90 different procedures this guy's had. Brian Ray is a 31-year-old man from California.
Wait a minute. Now, this is not the guy who...
The guy you're thinking of tried to look like Justin Bieber.
Well, no, there was that.
He took his own life a couple of months ago.
There was the guy who ended up being very disgruntled because he had a tattoo or like thousands of tattoos, and they were all Miley Cyrus tattoos.
Right.
And then he realized, you know what? This has probably been a waste of time and not a good idea.
Yes. Yes.
They all kind of come to their own reckoning, these people.
I just want to know, the question that never gets answered for me is, how do these guys get $80,000 to have 90 different procedures on themselves to look like Britney Spears?
And I want to look like the Britney Spears with the shaved head and the umbrella coming at you.
That's not a bad look.
No, it's not a bad look. It's an attention getter.
Oh, people look at me like I'm a little girl.
Brian Ray, that's my Britney Spears impression, and it was flawless. Thank you. Remember when she had that snake?
I'm a slave. Look at me like I'm a little girl. I got a snake.
Brian
Ray. Being in a German cabaret.
He's 31 years old.
What year is this?
When he was 17, he was obsessed with Britney Spears. First step was to have veneers.
Were there German cabarets?
Sure, of course there are. That's what that whole movie's about.
Yeah, right. I thought so.
Didn't end so well for the fellas that were singing and prancing around in them cabarets. Didn't end so well.
No.
I don't want to spoil the movie for you.
Stop dancing.
Put an end to that real quick. This guy started by getting veneers so he could match Britney's smile.
Starts with the smile.
Mm-hmm. And then just kept getting procedure after procedure after procedure.
Shave my head.
He's had over 90 cosmetic procedures, including a nose job. He's had fat injected into his cheeks, laser hair removal.
What's he look like?
Lip fillers, Botox injections, and more. He also spends $500 a month on creams and lotions to keep his skin looking youthful.
And what's he do for a living?
Oh, that's a good question, but let me ask you this. Does this knucklehead look anything like Britney Spears?
No. Looks like Justin Bieber.
Oh, jeez. He claims Britney helped him to understand himself.
That's a super young guy.
He's 31.
Okay. Well, who's bankrolling this?
That's what I want to know. He says that Britney Spears helped him to understand himself while he was growing up, and in his eyes, she is perfection. He's learned all of her dance choreography.
Oh, I bet.
Performs in nightclubs as Britney Spears, and is even referred to as a Britney by friends. This guy, you want to know how he makes his money?
Well,
he runs a marijuana edibles company.
There you go.
Of course he's got money to blow on looking like Britney Spears. Quote, ever since I was young, there was something about Britney Spears and the quality she had that I thought was the perfect package. I love making modifications to my face and body with the art of plastic surgery, fillers, and countless other cosmetic procedures. Here he is having his lips waxed or something, although I hope that's what's going on. I got a feeling that picture could have been taken under different circumstances, if you follow my ish. He says, I was obsessed. I watched all her interviews.
Whipped cream and other delights.
Learned her choreography, and then paid to have the same perfect smile as. I felt that during that time, we were very similar. In the beginning, I was trying to look like Britney Spears. My surgeons who designed my veneers asked me which celebrity smile I wanted to base mine on, and it was hers. Now with my looks, I want to get into modeling. I love impersonating Britney Spears, so I want to continue doing that and see where it takes me.
Give me the Leon Spinks.
Now what celebrity would you like to copy here? What can I give you?
I'll take the Terry Thomas.
You got Gene the Dancing Machine? Something about that smile. Yep. He says, so many people refer to me as Britney. And for a long time, friends have greeted me with her infamous quote, "It's Britney, bitch," from her song Gimme More, which I absolutely love, he says. Here's a picture of this little darling in a bubble bath. Jesus Christ. Hey, let me ask you something, Ted. We're here at the golf club. How's that son of yours who runs that edibles company? It doesn't seem like you talk about him very much.
Takes a lot of bumble baths.
I noticed he wasn't on a Christmas card this year. You and Ruth didn't put him on a Christmas card this year. What's going on with Brian? Isn't he about 31 years old by now? Boy, takes a lot of bubble baths. He got to meet her in 3 different times.
Hopefully from a distance.
And it says here he got to meet her during her infamous meltdown in 2007. So she's batshit crazy and this knucklehead's there for it?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he pushed her over the edge.
He probably helped incite it.
Oh, my God. It was amazing meeting her, he says. I went to a little outdoor...
It's people like you that are driving me crazy!
You're why I'm out of my fucking mind! That's what I would have said if I was Britney Spears. It's your fault!
Maybe it was his car that was getting attacked with the umbrella.
Here you go, Britney. Here's an umbrella. Thank you! I will take that and I need that right now!
Looks like it could rain.
Here you go, honey. Here's an umbrella for you. You look nothing like me! Give me that umbrella, you!
I'm going to shave my head so you don't look like me.
He says, it was amazing meeting her. I went to a little outdoor flea market in Hawaii, and I heard a really small, very soft-spoken voice with a southern accent behind me.
She poked me with an umbrella. Stabbed me, really.
I've never been more nervous. I was face-to-face with my biggest idol and inspiration. She was completely not glammed, stripped of makeup, very real and so gorgeous.
Unlike me.
I'm glammed every time. He says he's determined to look young forever.
Well,
he's 31, so good luck, sweetie. He says he claims not to have any wrinkles and believes procedures have prevented him from aging. The self-confessed human doll believes he doesn't look a day over 17, thanks to his routine of laser hair treatment every 2 months.
Aren't I just a living doll?
Botox.
Hi, doll.
Hey, what's Brian up to?
Oh, he's a real living doll. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Thanks for having us over to the house. Brian coming over? No, he doesn't know where we live. We moved.
A lot. We move around a lot.
He says, I get Botox every 5 months and lip fillers 4 times a year. One of my primary goals is to preserve my youth for as long as possible. I don't want any facial or body hair, as it will age me. I've fully avoided wrinkles. Botox has been my best friend throughout my journey to prevent aging. And even today, people think I'm younger than I am. Good luck to him, man. I mean, you got a dream and sure. And you're going for it. I think that's to be commended.
Got the means to do it.
Where's Brian at? Brian coming over? You get them steaks on the grill. Where's Bubble Boy at? Hey, let me ask you this. Where's Mr. Bubble? Is he coming over? Amazon is going to be opening these new supermarkets. And according to the people there at
Amazon... Real supermarkets or online supermarkets?
Well, the corner shops that you walk into.
An actual physical storefront.
Amazon Go, the first physical shop of Amazon.
It's got everything.
Mm-hmm. It's like a giant convenience store. They're saying these things could be up to 40,000 square feet. And you could get up to 4,000 different items. Fresh fruits, veggies, eggs, meats, cheese, beer, wine, all of it.
Wow, a grocery store.
Yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Here's the thing. These grocery stores will have 3 employees. 3. Mm. That's what they want to do. It'll be so high tech.
Not a big job creator, huh?
No. 3 people will work at the Amazon Go grocery stores? Three. How many people, when you go to Hy-Vee, think are working at any given time?
Oh, boy. That's a lot.
50?
Probably.
40? 50?
Probably.
At a grocery store?
I would probably at least.
Right? Yeah, they say they can operate with three employees at a time. During a very busy times, maybe they'll have 10 employees, but they say for most of the time, they'll just have three employees. The job-cutting technology that Amazon's behind, they're using more and more robots to automate their distribution warehouses. And they'll be using those drones to deliver the stuff as well. So, you know, I would just say this. If you are employed at the moment, hang on to that job like grim death. Because we are going to be the last humans on Earth to have jobs. I don't know how anyone's going to be able to buy anything that these robots are selling if we don't have work.
That's the rub.
Like, at some point, someone's got to explain to these people that want to replace every job with a robot that if no one has money, they can't buy the stuff the robot's selling. You're going to get these these robot truck drivers are going to be the start of the next Great Depression. You watch. Look at how many states in this country the truck driver's the number one job. You're going to get rid of that? And then you're going to have robots at the grocery stores? No one's going to have any money. Sorry, that was not in my most eloquent moment, but I get very frustrated. You know what'll cheer me up? The CIA has just declassified Soviet jokes that are in English. There was an archive of Soviet jokes that the CIA has been sitting on for all these years, and they have just now decided
to real humdingers,
declassify them. Oh, I tell you, the Russians, not a people known for their humor. And why would they be? It's just miserable to be one of them. Deputy head of administration of the CIA, this document has just been declassified. These are some of the more popular jokes from the Soviet era.
Okay.
I'll give you one here. An American explains to a Russian that the United States is a truly free country because he can stand in front of the White House and shout, "To hell with Ronald Reagan." And the Russian says, "That's nonsense," because he can easily stand in Red Square and shout, "To hell with Ronald Reagan." See,
that's good stuff.
In Russia, joke tells
you. We can do as well.
How about this? A man walks into a shop. These are newly declassified Soviet-era jokes being told in English.
Important that we've got these.
For the first time. Man walks into a shop. He asks the clerk, "You don't have any meat?" The clerk says, "No, here we don't have any fish. The shop that doesn't have any meat is across the street."
That's good stuff.
I actually did like that one. That's not bad. I'm getting a feeling that you want to move on from the Soviet-era jokes.
No, but I'm guessing that who's the comedian? The Russian comedian?
Yakov Smirnoff?
He's probably like, "This is gold.
Why would they just give these things away?
This is gold. I've got a whole new act." Aren't those already his jokes?
His joke is basically something happens in America, the reverse happens in Russia.
Right.
So, you know. In America, you go to store to buy hot dog. In Soviet Union, hot dog buys you. That's the whole joke.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Not that that one made any sense, but still, I get it.
I'm no, that I'm quoting directly. Do you remember when he had a sitcom?
Why not?
What a country, the Yakov Smirnoff
what
sitcom.
A country.
Yeah, that was his whole thing.
That was his other thing.
He's still killing it down in Branson, doing the same shtick. Which, now that Russia is our number one enemy, I don't know how anyone's going
number
to get this.
Number one enemy?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Russia's our number one enemy.
Number one friend, comrade.
Okay.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
I choose to look at them as villains. I know that's old-fashioned. How about this? On Valentine's Day, if you're looking to get free wings, Hooters will be running a deal.
Mm.
If you buy 10 wings, they'll give you 10 free wings. If you shred an image of a former lover there in the restaurant. So bring a picture of your ex to Hooters. Buy 10 wings, they'll give
you
10
So people
free.
Are just going to show up with pictures of famous people.
Well, I was going to say, what percentage of guys that go to Hooters have pictures of their exes?
This
you'd
is
have to have an ex.
This is Jodie Foster. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
I know who this is.
No, no, it's my ex-girlfriend. Let's chop her up and give me some wings.
I did some things to impress her, as a matter of fact. Or attempted to.
John Hinckley's the only one who's going to take advantage of this.
What, I'm out on, furlough.
It's cool.
As long as I hang out with my mom.
Mom's getting the 10 free wings.
Mom's, 10 are for me, 10's for mom.
That's...
Happy Valentine's Day, mom.
Oh, John, you make me so proud. For once. 30 years of explaining why you shot the president to people at my bridge club.
I didn't kill him.
It's all worth it.
I didn't kill him.
I know, you couldn't even do that right. How do you miss a fella who's 4 feet away from you, John? Couldn't even kill the president, right, dummy?
Moving at a snail's pace.
Another thing you couldn't do right.
He's dead, but I didn't kill him.
All right. When are these wings coming? How long do we have to wait? Those girls need to put on some pants. And one girl looks like, in the booth over there, kind of looks like a younger Britney Spears. Finally, Darren, we have this story of a man who got arrested stuck in a chimney. Not his first time...
Stuck in a chimney?
Not his first time in trouble with the law.
Okay.
Well, back here, this is an interesting way to start the day. About 6 o'clock this morning,
Now, this story comes to us from Louisiana. I love how the old homespun anchor guy, here's an interesting way to start the day back here. Stupid South.
Listen to my earthy tones.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Louisiana. Here's an interesting way to start the day.
Well, back here, this is an interesting way to start the day. About 6 o'clock this morning, APD was called to a business in the 1400 block of Peterman Drive. Why? Well, a man was stuck in a chimney. According to the police report, when employees showed up for work, they heard a guy yelling from inside the chimney. Yes, he was stuck. But he wiggled free before the police arrived. He threw a brick at one of the employees and then took off. Not long after that, police spotted the guy on Mohan Drive. 41-year-old Matthew Mobley of Alexandria was charged with attempted simple burglary and aggravated assault. Turns out this was Mobley's 77th booking into the Rapids Parish Detention Center.
It's his 77th time getting arrested.
Does he ever get away with anything?
77th time getting arrested. What is his win-loss?
How many times have you been successful? Any? No, that's 77 straight.
Every time I get a goofy idea, I end up getting arrested.
DiMaggio's streak is nothing. I'm up to 77.
77th booking, facing charges of simple burglary and aggravated assault.
I wonder if he's capable, he just books himself. He's got his own like little at-home booking kit. I brought it with me. I got it. I'll book myself.
77
Turn to the right. Turn to the right. All right. I got it.
We can't keep this guy off the streets? I don't understand.
That makes 77 in a row.
Well, now, what is this for you, Matthew?
76? No, 77.
Oh, this number 77. He's got a punch card. What is this? Punch card, y'all. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Next show will be on Thursday.
I think that's right. Yep, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Also visit two convenient locations in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast, and their new location at the corner of 42nd Street and Edgewood. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd. And again,
here's an interesting story. Why don't y'all
put some sauce on it?
Why don't y'all put down your moon pies and your comical jugs with three X's on them and listen to old Pappy tell you a simple story of a criminal here in the deep South, y'all.
Why don't you spit those crawdads out and listen to this story? We appreciate you chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, the text line is there for you 24/7. What's the number again?
470-23-NACHO.
Nice.
Did you seriously forget it?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, well.
I've I haven't fallen this winter. I don't know that it's going to happen.
Follow the show.
Although now I sound like Christopher Reeve.
I was going to say, have you learned nothing from the Tonight Show last night? Someone's saying America's Next Top Model is responsible for killing off the supermodel.
America's Top Model.
Yeah, that was with Tyra Banks. Remember? It was like American Idol, but for models. And
you mean Runway?
No, Project Runway is for the people who design the clothes. That show's not about models, right?
Well, you've only got 2 hours to fix this. Work on it. Well, that's not any help. I thought maybe you could, like, professionally... I'm stuck here. Work on it.
You'd be great on that show.
I would.
Just telling Tim Gunn, what you said wasn't helpful.
That's not helpful.
How is that helpful? You're supposed to be this big designer. I'm here looking for some advice.
I'm freaking out. I've got 90 minutes and I've got no ideas.
Well, work on it.
Work on it.
Is that that's his big thing? Yeah. His catchphrase, work on it?
Yeah.
Can't you see I am working on it? On national television, no less.
You don't have any ideas to help?
Gunn, I'm coming to you. I'm asking as a man, can you help me out here?
Work on it.
Work on it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We are back again on...
Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. Until we get a chance to do the show for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers.